I'm Brett Tax. You may have heard me on Adventure Rider Radio or seen me on Motor Trek on YouTube. I want to talk about crashing motorcycles, and it's not something any of us plan to do or want to do, but it's a reality. And it turns out it's a very frequent question I get when I'm teaching riders how to ride. And they say, well, what do I do? How do I crash my motorcycle? And this is when I teach street riders or riders off-road. And my answer is always, well, let me teach you how not to crash your motorcycle. And although it's a great textbook answer, the reality is sometimes it happens. We're in control of those off-bike incidents, those crashes, those accidents, those, you know, when we have to lay it down. 75% of the accidents last year, the fatality accidents in Washington State, were riders alone in a corner, meaning no other vehicle was involved, nobody else was there. And that means 75% of those riders had complete control over the situation. Of the incidents where they had other vehicles involved, there was only 18% of the accidents that were assigned to the drivers of the cars, not the motorcycles. When we look at the off-road world and we look at adventure riders, even more so, we're in control of our incidents. When we have an accident, it's almost always the rider that causes it. With that being the case, I can say don't crash, wear proper protective gear, make sure you're highly visible. So if you're laying in the road, somebody doesn't run you over. Being a former EMT and a former firefighter, I'm quite aware of the reality that I may not be in a position to take care of myself if I end up injured and can't help myself. I put reflective gear on the bottom of my motorcycle on the skid plate. I put it on the bottom of my panniers. I put it on the top of my helmet. I make it look very subtle. I make it blend in. So having the ability for people to see me before they run me over, that's a pretty big benefit. In the off-road world, for adventure riding, it's kind of the same thing. If I get injured and people come looking for me, it's pretty easy to be lost in the bushes or not clearly visible. I want to make sure that if they're out looking for me and flashing flashlights or have a helicopter flashing lights down into the woods, they're going to see something reflect and come find me. So I'm going to start off, of course, with wear protection, get training, make sure you're visible. You know, bring a spot or any of these other, you know, rescue devices, these personal locator beacons, so you can get help. But crashing can happen. And I want to talk about how to prevent that, or at least how to reduce the possibility of injury if you do crash. And the first one starts off with attitude. We need to accept the fact that we're the ones in control, that it's not the other guy, that it's not always the tires, the bike, that it has to do more with our choices in equipment, where we ride, how we ride. And of course, we don't ride motorcycles because we want to be safe. We ride motorcycles because motorcycles are fun, because we like being out on them. We like the challenge. We like pushing our limits. That's why we're there. But that's the whole idea. It's controlled risk. The more you push limits and the more you try to find your personal limits or the threshold, the more likely you're going to cross them. And often that's how we find our limits, is we look behind us and we go, oh, there it was. And that incident happened to me here just very recently. Just last week, I was at the Tour Tech Rally teaching a class. I taught classes on 2 days. The second day, I had a bunch of experienced riders and we were doing a lot of fun things. But one of the things I was demonstrating during the class was maximum braking for off-road or doing quick stops. And often what I'll do is I'll lock the front end as part of the demo because I'm looking for threshold. This usually results in no excitement or incident because I'm doing it on level ground. In this case, I made a mistake. The hill I was doing the demonstration on was slanted. It was an angle and I was running parallel across the hill. When the front end locked, it tucked underneath because it slid downhill. When I released the brakes, it didn't recover, and I found myself bouncing across the grass, laughing and wondering, how am I going to cover this one up with 16 riders watching? What I did was bring them over and talked about what went right, what went wrong, and we just had a discussion about, you know, how to come off a bike. If you do crash, what to look for. And the illustrations that really came into play as I reviewed the video at the time, Tim with MotoTrek, the YouTube program, was there doing filming. We were hoping to get something going on, and we did produce a video of this. But you can see very clearly in the video, as I come off the bike, the way my foot is swept back and underneath the panniers. But it really did drive the point that no matter what your skill level, no matter what your abilities, we are going to find our limits eventually. In my case, the last time I bounced off the ground that hard was 2008. That's 11 years ago. But I wear gear every time I get on the bike. That was an example of when I ended up needing it. As I looked back through the step-by-steps and going, what is the proper way to crash a motorcycle? And I'd been asked six times before this happened, Brett, how do I crash a motorcycle? And of course, I say, don't. We should always stay upright. But the first thing that came to my mind as I reviewed the video and I watched myself as I came off the bike was attitude. And I was laughing before I ever hit the ground. And I can very distinctly recall as the front end locked up and began to tuck, I tried to ride the bike all the way to a recovery. So even though the front end tucked and started to slide under, I continued to try to ride forward. My eyes were on the horizon. I was still forward over the bars. I wasn't being thrown off. And once the bike tipped far enough that the seat pushed my right foot off of the foot peg, at that point, all bets are off. And I look to the ground, and I'm not looking to the ground to see where I'm not selecting the place to crash. I'm actually just going, that's where I'm going. That's what I'm going to bounce off of. And what you're hoping to do is you're not going to hit anything too hard. You won't have any major injuries. I can recall thinking about the process and thinking about the riders, and it wasn't a sudden thing that happened without any cognition, without any thought process. I really wasn't upset. I wasn't embarrassed. I was just, how are we going to walk and talk through this? And having that attitude, having that positive attitude that really helps, because when you come off the ground or off the motorcycle and you bounce off the ground, you don't want to be stiff. If you hit the ground and you're stiff and you brace, that's when you end up breaking things. When I come off the bike, if I were to lock my wrist as I come out, I'm much more likely to shatter the wrist. If I plant at the elbow, then you'll dislocate a shoulder or you'll end up breaking the collarbone. That's generally what causes a collarbone break for off-road riding. Those are both very common. And having a positive attitude allows me to remain relaxed during this entire process. The other thing is you really want to be able to make sure that you're not bracing as you come in. And there are things you can do to train yourself so that when you crash, you're less likely to be injured. And I mentioned not being stiff. Getting out of motorcycling and looking at other things, there are ways you can do this. And one of these is an obvious one is things like martial arts. Judo is probably one of the best martial arts for learning how to make falls, but also wrestling, Thai boxing, these different things help slow down the mind and help you with knowing how to fall. These allow you to learn how to roll through a fall. Another one is skydiving. Skydiving is very good. You'll learn how to come down and not brace when you hit the ground, to touch and then to continue to collapse all the way down until you get into control. There are things you can do so that you can be better at falling. The other thing I highly recommend to street riders and certainly for adventure riders is to get onto small dirt bike. Most of our customers and the riders that come to us in the dirt school are street riders. And one of the things that we find is it's pretty easy for a street rider to hit a plateau where they aren't able to advance any further, or they end up fearful of falling in corners. And the reality is all of us carry some sort of fear of falling in a corner, whether it's in the dirt or on the street. And that's a reasonable and a good thing to have fear of falling. What they don't realize is the only way to get better and to be able to prevent it is to be able to detect the fall. And these small dirt bikes allow you to do that in a controlled and safe environment. Now, what that means is you actually are going to fall and you are going to practice falling, but you're going to do it in an environment where the penalties for the fall are mitigated and less than if you're on a large adventure bike or if you're on a street bike. The idea of a small dirt bike is the first time you fall on a dirt bike, it's going to happen so fast, you really probably won't have any idea what happened. You'll make a turn, the bike will be on the ground, and you'll be laying in the mud. Now, what's going to happen is your mind is going to review all of the things that happened just before you fell. The next time you go out and you ride, the same thing's going to happen. You're going to go through the corner, you're going to add gas or slip on mud or dirt, and you're going to fall again. But you're going to pick up on it a little bit quicker. And the mind's going to continue to develop all of these little recognitions going, now I know what's happening. Now I can recognize I'm about to fall. The more you do this, the quicker you'll get at picking up these fine nuances of falling. At first, it's a very gross motion. You hit the ground. But after a while, you start detecting different types of slip, different pressure at the handlebars, different movements of the handlebars, whether the back end starts to step out early or whether the front end starts to wash a little, till the point where you have control over the slide and over the fall. And this is something that we do in the dirt bikes or in the dirt world, and also on adventure bikes, where we want to slide a motorcycle, where we come into a corner and we lay the bike down and we gas it and the back end spins around and off we go into another direction. Or on the big adventure bikes, often won't be as much with power, but with brakes. You'll come in, lock up the back brake and slide the bike. On the street, that's usually left for stunters. The more often you expose yourself to these situations, the quicker you are at detecting. Now, as a street rider or an adventure rider that spends most of their time on pavement, it turns out that those same indicators that tell you the bike's about to slip off-road are the same indicators on-road. You'll still have the same changes at the handlebar, the same pressure, the same step out. The difference is you'll be able to detect all of this stuff long before it's too late. You'll be able to control it. You'll be able to stay relaxed because things aren't coming on so fast. And that's a great way to help, obviously, prevent you from crashing. And as I started off with this, I mean, part of this is how to crash a motorcycle. And the reality is we don't want to. But as I got into the idea of how do we crash, and obviously we have protection and the attitude is key, and we need to know how to bounce and roll off the ground, which is judo and skydiving, but also small dirt bikes, you know, where you can fall down and you become more comfortable with that sensation, where you become more relaxed during the process. Because until your mind allows you to stay relaxed, until you're in a position where you can maintain a positive attitude about the whole situation, you're not going to be able to stop yourself from bracing. Because when a crash happens, they happen so quick and so fast often that there is no way to think through the process at that point. You have to have already built in reaction and trained yourself to manage these falls. Mm-hmm.